the snowflakes fall as winter calls, and time just seems to fly.
Friends, I've been shooting and hunting with CVA muzzleloaders a long time. They are, in my opinion, the best muzzleloaders on the market. But did you know CVA also makes a very fine line of centerfire rifles, built to last and super accurate? Been hunting with those for several years. Check them both out, the muzzleloaders and the centerfires, online at CVA.com. Folks, I want to introduce you to some good friends of mine at Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Sigerville, Texas, located at 133 Hall Street. The phone number is 972-287-3121. Go by there and talk with Gary or Randy, the owner. They're great people. They've got some great prices. Again, that's the Dash for Cash Pawn Shop, Sigerville, Texas, 972-287-3121. Well, friends, thanks for sticking with us. We're back with fishing and hunting guy J.C. McCullough, whom I have fished and hunted with starting the first time probably 40 years ago when I was a fledgling outdoor writer. J.C., we had a good time in that previous segment talking about river fishing on the Red River below Texoma, and, you know, that's something that's people, if they've never done that and got with you in an airboat, that's something that I would highly recommend doing, something that I'm going to do real soon with you, and we're going to film the trip. Jeff Rice, our part of the intricate part of our Sportsman's Life TV show, Jeff's going to come with us. We're going to film this thing too, but let's talk hunting a little bit, because we've had some big times hunting together in the past too, you know.
We have.
So let's think about deer hunting. Now, I know that on public land, you can't guide. But
no, sir.
Tell us about, you've got some awesome hunting up there in southern Oklahoma. And I know you well enough, you get in the backcountry where the deer are. Tell us about the way the deer hunting is up there in Oklahoma.
Well, Luke, I got stands everywhere, mostly where most people can't get, because we get there by boat. So, you know, I mean, I can put them in a stand where there's lots of deer. I mean, they ain't going to have no problem whatsoever seeing deer.
Yeah.
You know, they do their part, the deer do theirs.
Yes. Yep.
You know, but I can't guide them, but I can put them where they are, you know.
Yes. Yep. And see, that's the kicker right there.
Knowing where they are.
And knowing where they are and then access to them. Because if you, I guess there's places that you, that, well, you know, you've got set up probably not,
yeah,
obviously not too far from the river, probably walking distance, you know.
Well, I got them on the river and I got them around just all over, you know.
Yeah.
And it's all bow hunting only, the only thing I have.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're on the upper river, they can hunt with a gun.
Mm-hmm. Now, upper river, where, what area roughly?
That's the Red River above the lake, where the Red River comes in.
Okay.
So that'd be up around Lebanon, all that up in there.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, tell me, is that, as far as areas, you know, does it matter as far as the bow hunting area compared to the rifle area? Is what I'm thinking, you're going to be pretty much, you know, if you're accessing some of this backcountry by boat, you're not going to be overcrowded, I wouldn't think, with hunters.
No. Hunters can't get to where I'm at unless they're hunting by boat. You know, which there is a few that do that, but not very many. Most of them walk in.
Yes, yep. And then that'd be a long, long hike to get in there and fight by daylight. Okay.
Yeah, then they educate the deer more than they do anything. You know, they'll hunt when the wind's wrong, and that's the world's worst mistake. You know?
You better believe it.
And I have places, no matter which way the wind blows, I'm set up for it. So it don't make no difference. I'll get them in there and get them out.
How does a hunt usually unfold? You'll get them in there before daylight, I'm sure. You know.
Yeah, well, you try to get in there an hour before.
Yep, and then I'm, of course, you're their ticket out of there too, because
only way out of there.
If without JC, you're gonna be walking a lot of riverbank to get down to Highway 75 probably. Anyway, so you come back a certain time, you tell them, you know, you'll be back in there and pick them up, I guess.
Yeah, I'll put them in there out before daylight. And I mean, all the deer are usually just like anything else. They come in there when the sun comes up. I mean, they're in there about 8 o'clock every time. You may not see nothing, but you'll hear them. But 8 o'clock, you'll see them. It's just like never fails. It's just like, don't ask me why. That's just the way it is.
I understand. There's a lot of things.
Well, you've been a bow hunter all your life. You know.
I have. Honestly, not all my life. I was since the age of 30. You know, I've been.
Yeah.
I hunt with a lot of stuff. Hunt with air guns, big boy air guns a lot now, JC. So.
Oh, I know that big 22 deal.
Yeah, it's a 50 caliber, big old, shoots a 385 grain slug. I killed a nice buck last year with it. But anyway, so you'll pick them back up at a set certain time. Y'all will set, I guess, you'll be back.
Yeah, then I'll put them back that evening, you know.
Yeah, and then go eat lunch or something during the middle of the day.
Yeah, they got time, lay down, rest.
Or just take it easy, yeah.
Just take it easy.
I like that idea better than running around a bunch. Kick back in the middle of the day, take you a sandwich or whatever. Okay, now, as far as this may sound like a loaded question, but what, you know, are some good mature bucks in that area? I'm going to assume some of them are not even hunted up in that country. You know, you kill some good deer, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I've killed some 200-inch deer, so you don't get much better than that.
I've never killed a buck that big. I've killed
my
a lot
biggest
of
buck is 205 7/8 come off public land.
Yeah, is it pretty common to kill a, you know, a 130 class buck or to see them?
I mean, I have a bunch of deer right now. They're all going to be 4 and 5 year old this year, so they're ready to go. You know, it ain't going to be nothing to kill a 150-inch deer. I mean, just being there and doing your part, you know, you got to be quiet, not be moving around.
You got to hunt, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to hunt. I mean, they don't get big by being dumb.
That is an absolute,
you know?
Yeah, that's a fact. So I guess I've got to where I don't, I quit hunting in trees. Oh, I hunt out of a ladder stand some, but I'd hunt a lot.
That's
on
what we're hunting out of. I got them mostly up in cedar trees. That cedar tree will cover some of your mistakes, you know.
You bet, the branches and the scent, too.
Yeah, you get up there and you break a little limb off, then you got that cedar scent right there. And I mean, you're pretty much covered, you know.
Exactly, you bet, you bet. Well, and then there, I guess you would need an Oklahoma license.
You'll need Oklahoma license. I mean,
yeah, and you,
so if you're out of state, they'll have to buy that out of state license. It's going up now, but I mean, if you're a bow hunter, that's the only way I hunt is bow hunt. I'm a really good shot with a gun, as well as you know.
You are that, yes.
I'm probably one of the best there is, even with a rifle. I mean, I see something 400 or 500 yards away, I just shoot it. They like, why? You didn't even aim at that. I said, oh, yeah. I just do it quick. You know, I ain't wasting no time.
Right. Yeah, it might not stay around long. No question about that, JC. I tell you, on a light side, a funny side here, we'd mentioned earlier the muzzleloader. For about several years, CVA is one of my sponsors, the muzzleloader. They also make a fine line of centerfire rifles, the Cascade, which is really good. When I'm using the center fire, I use that. But back in the day, I had a double barrel muzzle loading shotgun, and it seemed like every time we went hunting, it was misty, rainy. Duck hunting is what I'm talking about. And I swear I wouldn't do that again. I just wouldn't. It was I was young and full of vinegar, you know. I didn't mind doing it, but it was a challenge keeping that sucker where it would go off every time. I did kill a few ducks, but we hammered them. We hammered the waterfowl with steel shot. You still do some duck hunting too, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Yep. Still involved with that.
Still doing it. Do a little crane hunting.
Yeah. Where do you hunt those now? You know.
Out in western Oklahoma, up around Enid.
Yeah. The sand hills.
Yeah, they come off that salt plains up there. I know you heard of that salt plains refuge.
Yes.
It just has thousands and thousands of cranes, and boy, and them farmers up there hate them.
they can clean up some grain.
Oh, man, they destroy their farmland. I mean, they just scratch all the weed out by the, just scratch it out of the ground, you know.
So, let's talk about crane hunting. That'll be taking place, what, December, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, December?
It starts a little bit earlier than that here. I mean,
yeah.
I'd have to get the book out and tell you exactly, but.
Well, maybe we'll plan us to get up there with you when you got some crane hunters sometime. And
I got a place for us to go.
Yeah. Well, we'll try. Well, that's so many opportunities there, man. But the crane, sandhills, I haven't shot a sandhill crane in 10 years. But
man, that's the ribeyes in the sky. You know, that's the best eating in the waterfowl, far as I'm concerned.
They are very good.
Good
as a speckled, but maybe better than a speckled belly goose. And I like speckled bellies if you know how to, you know, the whole trick.
Yeah, we kill a lot of them up on the refuge.
Yeah, yeah. The whole kicker on waterfowl, my wife's Jack Holland was a famous coastal waterfowl guy. That was my wife's cousin's husband, Jack Holland. He told me, and my wife's cousin, the lady, cooked a lot, and she said the whole key is getting the blood out of the breast meat on these things. And she would, she'd actually squeeze it like a goose breast. You know, get all the blood out, let it soak in some salt water. But, they're good eating. I absolutely love those sandhills. Well, JC, it was good to reconnect with you. Great to have you on our show. And, look forward to getting out there on that river with you and hooking up with some of them old catfish, especially the blues, the good eaters. And, I like to, keep every now and then get you on, keep people tuned in to what you're doing. Most of your stuff is near the Red River, Oklahoma, Texas, mostly Oklahoma.
I'll get you back down here in a tree with me sometime.
You dang right, buddy. Well, thanks a lot for being with us, and look forward to that trip coming up here in a matter of days. We're going to have some fun.
I can't wait. I'm ready now.
Me too. I'm fired up after talking to you. Well, be safe, JC. And how about drop that phone number again? We've got time to do that.
Luke, they can reach me at JC's Guide Service, 580-372-0320.
Thank you, buddy. And then, folks, any of our guests, if you want to contact me through catfishradio.org, I'll be happy to hook you up with them. Till this time next week, friends, be safe out there in the outdoors. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed our show. You know, this is our 20th year to be doing Catfish Radio, and I enjoy doing it now probably more than I did when I first began. It's lots of fun every week. But I want to tell you about a destination, one of my favorite destinations, and it's the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. It's up in southeast Oklahoma, maybe an hour north of Paris. I don't think it's that far, but it's an awesome place. You can go online to ChoctawHuntingLodge.com and check it out. Beautiful lodge there, trophy deer hunting on thousands of acres of Choctaw tribal land up there. It's just, if you ever go up there, you will return. A lot of eastern turkey in that part of the country. And probably our closest destination for many Texans to have a real chance to kill an eastern turkey. So that's got that going on, exotic hunting, hog hunting. If you're an outdoor person, you'd love a visit there at the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. Folks, we are out of time. Make sure and tune in next week and be safe in the outdoors.